First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, not available in Washington State. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, and restrictions.
That's 877-860-CASH.
For some people, one day is all they have with Stein Hospice. Whether at home, a nursing home, hospital, or their inpatient center, many Stein Hospice families will tell you, one day does make a difference.
Merry Christmas from AM 930 WEOL.
Elyria Lorraine Medina.
I can't wait for Santa Claus.
Now, WEOL News.
Good afternoon. I'm Matt Douglas. Heading into the overnight tonight, light snow, lows dropping down to 22. Some scattered snow showers throughout the day with a high of 27. Snow continuing to fall in some areas. 20 degrees the temperature right now. We do have a number of cancellations coming our way here into the studio, and we'll let you know them now. We mentioned earlier Medina girls basketball has been canceled for tonight. That goes for really everything after school activities for Medina. Keystone has canceled all after-school activities as well as their game against Black River tonight for girls basketball. Elyria has canceled after-school activities for the day, and Firelands versus Wellington girls basketball has been canceled for today due to the inclement weather. We'll continue to keep you posted as things continue to come in. Otherwise, Elyria Police Chief Dwayne Whiteley may be getting a pay raise. The Finance Committee recommended the effort Monday during a city council meeting. Now, Elyria Mayor Holly Brenda has been vocal about a pay raise for Whiteley and other top city manager positions in the past. Under his current salary, the Elyria police chief actually could make less than ranked officers under him because he's not entitled to overtime. The proposal would raise the police chief's salary to 14% above captain pay. Changes are coming to the historic Jamison House in Avon.
We are so excited. The city of Avon is under contract on the old Jamison homestead on Detroit Road. We are looking to open up a visitors bureau in that location. The one good thing about the city purchasing, we are planning on restoring the entire site. I think a couple other folks had looked at it and wanted to demolish it and put up more shopping, more restaurants. We wanted to keep the history and keep it in town, and we're going to work closely with the antique ladies who are there now and slowly work into opening up our visitors bureau.
Pam Fechter is Avon's Economic Development Director. Pam was a guest on Bullseye in the afternoon here on AM 930. You can hear more of what she had to say at WEOL.com. We've heard messages on AM 930 about what we can do to keep Lake Erie safe. Well, now comes word from officials in Erie County. Please don't flush disinfectant wipes down the toilet. Apparently, the wipes are causing issues at the sewer plant. And it's been said that things change, and that's on full display in a new book from Laura DeMarco. It's called Lost Cleveland, and it highlights well-known buildings in Cleveland that are no longer around.
What I think is very poignant this time of year, you know, downtown Cleveland department stores and bakeries and places like that. So it's just, oh, and amusement parks, of course. So it's just kind of a wide-ranging look at things from the late 1800s until just last year, 2016, that have been, you know, lost to time in Cleveland.
Laura was a guest on Bullseye in the afternoon, and you can hear more about Lost Cleveland at WEOL.com. Coming up, hair.
This winter, it's time you choose the gas furnace with a lifetime unit replacement limited warranty. It's time you choose a Amana brand. For complete warranty details, talk to your local Amana brand dealer today.
With an Amana high-efficiency gas furnace from Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, you'll enjoy warm, soothing comfort while saving on your utility bill. And with Amana's commitment to quality, you'll enjoy a lifetime of trouble-free performance. Call your authorized Amana dealer, Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning.
Enjoy comfort food with a Southern influence. Visit Green Square Restaurant at Dragon Ranch. Shrimp and grits, ribeye steak, fried chicken, and beignets. You'll love Green Square Restaurant's scratch-made comfort food and artfully crafted cocktails inspired by Savannah's rich history and classic low country charm. Relax and unwind alongside Southern dishes and those with whom you enjoy dining the most. Green Square Restaurant at Dragon Ranch, 9488 Levitt Road, Elyria. Open this evening and every night from 4 until 10.
Traffic on WEOL, no major stops at this moment, but things are moving slow, especially on those main roads. Be careful if you're out and about. It's still icy as ODOT tries to get out there and clear those roads off. If you see anything you'd like us to report, Let us know at 284-3165. WEOL News Time, it is 340. Police officers in Sandusky are getting hairy, all for a good cause. Police have donated nearly $700 to a local charity in exchange for growing beards, mustaches, and goatees this holiday season. The local nonprofit will use the money for holiday gifts for those in need in Erie and Huron counties. Cheerleaders from Margaretta High School have been punished for talking during the national anthem prior to last Friday's basketball game. The cheerleaders were benched for an entire game on Saturday. And sports tonight on WEOL, North Ridgeville hosts Amherst in the Cleveland Clinic girls' cage matchup. The Lady Rangers have been led on the score sheet this year by Cleveland State commit Izzy Geraci, who's averaging 15 points a game. She currently stands 103 points away from reaching the 1,000-point career mark. Rangers coach Amy Esser on what drives the senior guard.
I think that there's always this high ceiling that players can reach, and she's just continuing to grow. And every single game, there's just new little things that we see. Hey, you know, you did it this way, but take a look at this. And she really is trying to take it all in and continuing to improve her game. So even though she's got the scholarship in hand, she knows where she's going, and she can relax in that perspective. She just wants to perfect her game.
Geraci and the Rangers tip off against the Lady Comets at 7 o'clock. We have that game for you here on AM 930 and WEOL.com, stream number one. Former Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel may be making his return to football up north. According to the Canadian Football League, Commissioner Randy Ambrosi, the two had a positive conversation in September about him playing in the league. If Manziel was granted permission to play in the CFL, his rights belong solely to the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And the host of the 2021 NBA All-Star Game will not be Cleveland. Indianapolis was awarded that honor. Cleveland expected to put in a bid on the 2022 game. Bullseye on the Afternoon is back after this.
The holiday season is here. A wonderful time, but also a hectic time. Don't forget to call Mama Joe Homestyle Pies and order your favorite Mama Joe pies and cookies. Christmas orders must be placed by this Friday, December 15th. So call today, 960-PIES, 960-7437. Make sure you get the festive and delicious holiday treats you love. Call Mama Joe Homestyle Pies in the Amherst Shopping Plaza off Cooper Foster Park Road and in Medina.
Join the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission as they celebrate the birthday of the National Guard, citizen soldiers who trace their founding back to December 13th, 1636. Congratulations from Lorain County Veterans Services, building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County.
When severe weather cuts across Lorain and Medina counties, depend on the radio station on the edge of the storm. Your official weather station, locally owned and locally responsive. AM 930 WEOL.
No time for dilly-dilly, just chilly-chilly. This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. Light snow tonight, low near 22. Scattered snow showers possible Thursday, high of 27.
Right now it's snowy and 20.
You're listening to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Seventeen minutes shy of 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Taking you through the middle of the work week, Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. We referenced earlier, remember how great the summer was and how great the fall was when it wasn't snowing and it wasn't 5 degrees outside.
And sports were actually being played.
Right. Well, we're going to take a trip down memory lane. We used to have Joel Hammond on with the Cleveland Indians every single Wednesday. And because we want a piece of the summer back, we're going to bring our good buddy back on as Joel Hammond joins us on the hotline. Joel, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, guys. You know, people usually, like in February or March, want to talk to me and my colleagues more. I think it's because they're sick of winter. And, you know, generally the Indians means that talking to the Indians people means that summer is hopefully on the way.
Yes, most definitely on the way. It's got to be. Well, you actually got a small piece of the summer when you were down in Orlando earlier this week, although it was like 50 degrees down there. I get it. But still, you were in Florida. You weren't up here in the snow. What was the atmosphere like down there at the winter meetings in Orlando? Because a lot of the things that you hear from people were, well, you know, no deals are going down. But it's way different than the deals that you hear about. It's a different vibe. It's a different atmosphere and a pretty fun one, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. This is my first time at the winter meetings. I was there Sunday through Tuesday, and it's a unique dynamic because they're everybody in the industry is there. So there's a trade show and there's industry meetings, and so there's a bunch of college kids down there with resumes and suits on, and they're looking for jobs, and our executives there trying to touch base with their teams and agents, and trying to get a sense of what's doable. So. I think the winter meetings buzz a lot like, trade deadlines and other sports. In our sport, also, it's good for the sport. It's good to, generate some buzz. But generally, in our experience, we don't go to the winter meetings and make a big splash. It's a good place, I think, to maybe plant some seeds. But it's not a place where typically we go to make gigantic deals or anything like that. So, the last couple off seasons, you've seen Edwin in December and Knapp and Rajay in December. And I think the winter meetings, if nothing comes of it on the surface, at least in the background, that some of that, groundwork is done there at the meetings.
You guys are doing something pretty cool that I want to hit on that you are directly involved with. I want to get the details on this contest that you guys have launched or are in the process of launching for a fan to take over the Tribe Twitter account. What are the details on this, and how can the listeners get involved?
Yeah, every year, all the PR directors with all 30 clubs, put together an auction. Generally, it includes 2 to 3 experiences from each team, but we pick a cause at the winter meetings every year and put together these experiences and auction them off to our fans. This year, that the proceeds will benefit the Katie Feeney Memorial Scholarship Fund. And Katie Feeney was a longtime MLB PR executive and very highly regarded in the league and especially among PR directors. So what we've done is we have 3 different experiences. So it's one is take Terry Francona's Cavs tickets for a game when we're in Arizona in the spring. The other is to take batting practice at Progressive Field. And what we do there is we set the cage up, we give you a uniform, and you get out there and you take BP off one of our BP pitchers during the season. And then the other one is to be a Tribe executive for a day. And what that is, I thought this was a unique opportunity to give somebody the chance to sit in our shoes for a day. So that means sit in on Terry's pregame press conference, run our social media accounts, watch BP from the field, and get a tour and meet our broadcasters and all that good stuff. So actually, I'm surprised, frankly, that experience has actually gotten about 20 bids already, and I think we're up around $1,300 for that experience. So if you have any interest in any of those 3 unique experiences that we're offering, I believe it's MLB.com/winter meetings auction is where you can find the info. Really cool stuff, and I think we've raised like almost $1 million over a period of a few years through these experiences to benefit these various causes, and the money goes to good places.
Okay, I love all of that. That's all fantastic. I have a question, though. See, the reason why your aspect of this is getting so many big hits is because people want to be Joel Hammond. They want to live in the shoes of the king. There's no question about that. So much of that sounds terrific. But here's my question. If it's on a day where it rains, you think somebody would still want a piece of that action, knowing they've got to answer 15 million emails and tweets and Facebook posts about, hey, are you guys going to play tonight?
That's a great question. Yeah, rain delay days for us are not they're a little tricky, right? I mean, we have to communicate that information in 5 different places, Andy. So social media, we email all ticket purchasers that night. We send a news release. Rain delay nights are not all that fun for us. Get a million questions. And look, we get it, right? Fans want to know what's going on. They're coming from Elyria. They're coming from wherever on the west side. They're coming from the east side. So what's going on with the game, they want to know. And it's a tough situation. So we would probably, for the winning bidder, if we had rain issues, we would probably offer them a different day when they would have a little bit smoother sailing. Let's say it that way.
Sure. No, that makes perfect sense because you're right. People are coming from the east side. They're coming from the west side. Heck, I hear it even snows more on the east side. So, you know, people are coming from all directions. But that would be a lot of fun. I think that would be a blast for anybody. You know, rain or shine, I think anybody that gets a chance to do that, just be a part of the action to see what you guys do on a daily basis. It would be a bit of an eye-opener, but man, wouldn't that be a lot of fun. So that sounds like something that I think just about everybody out in the listening audience would love to be a part of. Since we're an affiliate, I think we're kind of sort of disqualified from that. But, you know, still, it sounds fantastic. Hey, speaking of things I don't think we're eligible for either, but we still think is really, really awesome, you guys are on the brink of launching a really cool Twitter campaign. What kinds of outstanding prizes are available during this hashtag 12 Days of Tribe campaign?
Yeah, this year's 12 Days of Tribe starts tomorrow. We run it right through Christmas morning, and this is our third year of doing it, and it's funny, and, you know, we've talked about it, and I don't want to, you know, puff my chest out a little bit, but every year I see more and more teams doing this type of campaign around the holidays, so just another contribution we've made to making more people happy across the league. But starting tomorrow, we'll roll it out. Various contests, some are easy, some are more labor-intensive, some are more creative. You know, some require a little bit more creativity, and you know, we have a ton of great prizes this year: autographed merchandise, autographed baseballs, autographed jerseys, you know, promotion items, some of our most popular promos from this year. I've also got this year a couple game used balls from a couple unique games that my colleagues that travel with the team gathered for us. So, got a couple game used authenticated baseballs from Corey Kluber's 15th win, which was also our 15th consecutive win during our streak. I've got a game used authenticated baseball from Jose Ramirez's five hit game in Detroit. If you remember, that's when he had five extra base hits. So all kinds of cool stuff. That launches tomorrow at 10. Check out our Twitter at Indians tomorrow at 10 for instructions. Different contest every day, and it's really a fun thing. And we love making people's days, especially around the holidays.
Well, yeah, I mean, those aren't just stocking stuffer gifts that you guys have posted. Those things are like main event, open up the gift and say, holy cow, type gifts. I mean, you got the replica jerseys in there, the signed memorabilia, which is really special. You mentioned the instances in which some of these pieces of memorabilia come from, too. So those things are really, really cool, and I think that's fantastic. You guys are doing that. I wanted to ask you very quickly about the most recent transaction that you guys made and wanted to see if you might be able to shed any light on this. Court Barry Tripp actually just sent this release out about the Tribe acquiring $500,000 of international bonus pool money from the Seattle Mariners in exchange for Sean Armstrong. What kinds of details can you shed on that situation?
Yeah, you know, I think it's mostly just a roster crunch thing. So our 40-man is full. Sean is out of options. So he was great for us. You know, it's poor timing, and you know, we recognize that. Where Sean, if you know Andy, if you've been on Twitter, you know Sean was leading the efforts to raise money for the family of Matt Pruszynski, the Columbus Clippers clubhouse manager who passed away Sunday at the Browns game. So Sean was leading that effort. So we understand that the optics are not good and it's poor timing, but the Rule 5 draft is tomorrow, where you can take somebody in that Rule 5 draft, and but you have to have a 40-man roster spot clear. So not sure if that was part of it. I'm sure we'll get more from, I think, Chris and Cherney are meeting with our beat reporters here in the next few minutes out down in Orlando. So I'm sure you'll see some more info and, you know, some info from Terry and Chris Antonetti a little bit later on some of the reasons behind the decision. But, boy, Sean was a true professional. If you don't know Sean Armstrong, Sean was going for his college degree during his time with us. So, you know, during the day before he gets to the ballpark, he was studying and taking final exams and writing papers. So could not say enough about Sean Armstrong, and certainly wish him well with the Mariners.
Actually heard quite a bit about that on social media, about the character of Sean Armstrong and what an unbelievably great guy that he is. So I just wanted to shed some light on that because I thought that was interesting. I saw that come down, and I figured, you know, Joel Heyman's with us. We got to ask him about that. One more thing I want to ask you about before we cut you loose. You guys did something cool a couple of weeks ago where you guys caught up and you chronicled what some Tribe players have been up to this offseason. We don't need to go through every player, but let's pick out one or two here to see what those guys have been up to. I saw Edwin Encarnacion. I saw him living the Ric Flair lifestyle, sitting up in a private jet plane. What have these guys been up to?
Yeah, it's boy, to be young and have a little bit of money in your pocket and be a pro athlete, right? So early in the off season, our guys take some time before the first of the year and, you know, recharge their batteries and try to get ready and relax and be ready for Tribe Fest and spring training and all that stuff. So we thought it was fun to catch up with them. So Carlos Carrasco has been in India. He's been in Barcelona. He likes to travel. He and his wife do. So they've done all kinds of cool stuff. Edwin got married to, I believe her name is Karen Yaport. She's actually a kind of like a, I guess it's equivalent to like the Today Show in the Dominican. She's like a TV host down there, very popular. So she's, you go to her Instagram, like she's got like a million Instagram followers. So they're definitely a power couple in the Dominican. And his wedding, Andy, you saw, it was a who's who of baseball. So Albert Pujols, David Ortiz, Francisco Lindor. I would have liked to be at that wedding. That was certainly a star-studded wedding reception. So our guys have had fun, and I have no doubt they'll be ready to roll once it comes time for Tribe Fest and for pitchers and catchers in early February.
It'll be here before we know it, no doubt about that. Joel, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. Stay warm as you are driving around downtown Cleveland, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, Andy. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. A lot of great stuff there. A lot of really cool stuff the Tribe's up to. And, boy, if you haven't checked that out yet on Twitter, the hashtag 12 Days of Tribe campaign, lots of cool stuff that you can win. Time for a break. Matt and I return after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Don't buy something just because it's on sale. This is Robin Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. If you get excited when you hear about that special half-off mattress sale, this is your wake-up call. Stop and ask yourself, half-off of what? Most mattress retailers completely make up their standard everyday pricing and just pretend to give you a deal to get you to buy. At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't play those games. We have never had a sale and we don't intend to start now. Instead, we offer our best possible price to every customer, every day. Why? Ethics. Typical mattress sales don't fit our values. We believe in being transparent and also want to give our customers time to shop around and compare. You shouldn't be pressured into buying by the end of the weekend or even the day. You should take your time and purchase only when you're ready and able to do so. So save at least 50% of your time and 100% of your sanity and shop with us. The Original Mattress Factory. Great beds, no bull.
Join the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission as they celebrate the birthday of the National Guard, citizen soldiers who trace their founding back to December 13th, 1636. Congratulations from Lorain County Veterans Services, building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County.
MSNBC, tough on dishonesty.
They keep denying things that then turn out to be true.
Love for country.
Being an American is an honor, and those who become Americans know it, feel it, revere it.
Tough on our leaders.
He has no tangible legislative achievements. Ultimately, the buck does stop at the president.
Loved for our ideals.
This is a government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Tough love, administered nightly. Weeknights, 7 to 11 Eastern on MSNBC.
When severe weather cuts across Lorain and Medina counties, depend on the radio station on the edge of the storm. Your official weather station, locally owned and locally responsive. AM 930 WEOL.
It has been said, it is what it is. Forget about it. This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. This is what's to come. A little light snow tonight, low near 22. Scattered snow showers possible Thursday. High of 27.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Despite efforts over the years to even out disparities across the country, some states are much healthier than others. A new report from the United Health Foundation names Massachusetts as the healthiest state for the first time, ending a five-year run for Hawaii. Massachusetts grabbed the top spot in part due to its having the lowest percentage of uninsured residents and a low prevalence of obesity. At the other end, Mississippi was named the least healthy.